Fight!
Welcome to New Game Plus, a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
And I'm Nolan.
And this is episode 28, Home Alone 2. So completely unrelated question. Have you guys ever been left in New York City without your parents, particularly while two bandits are chasing you around the city and a nice old woman and her doves rescue you from peril?
Until you add the twists at the end, sure.
So this movie was based off of you, Kenny, huh?
Well, I mean, the bird lady was a little bit fictitious.
Yeah, that's right. Just out there. That's too much.
But your parents did leave you in New York City.
Yeah.
And in fact, that's the last time you ever saw them.
Oh, wow. He's had to fend for himself for years.
I'm actually living in the top of a Broadway studio right now.
Have either of you ever seen the Home Alone movies? You know, there's one, two, and...
Stops there.
There's just two.
Yes, I love them so much. They're my favorite Christmas movies. Right.
They're your favorite Christmas movies?
Yes, by far. Love them. I don't know if I like one or two more.
One's way more classic. Oh, I love them both as well. Like, just, you grew up on that business.
We've got to have that discussion. Which one do you prefer? Both are good, so we're not saying one's terrible, one's great. But which one out of one and two? One being, obviously, the original, he's left at home, and two being the one where he's left in New York City. Which one was your favorite?
I've got to go one with a shout-out to the creepy neighbor.
Yeah.
Because he was
incredible.
The best character.
Yeah, he's so awesome. I'm going to say 1-2 just because of...
1-2?
1-2, 3-4.
Yeah, you got to decide.
You know what I mean.
You can't say 1 and 2.
I'm going to pick Home Alone 1 as well as my favorite.
Okay.
Shout-outs to the grocery store scene. And she says, "What's your name?" And he won't answer. And she's like, "Where are your parents?" And he's like... "You're a stranger," and he won't talk to
you. I'm going to pick Home Alone 1 as well. Shoutouts to Kevin ordering pizza, Pizza Boy delivering pizza, and Kevin playing that part from the fictitious gangster movie where it's like, "I'm going to give you to the count of 10 before I pump your keister full of lead. 1, 2, 10!
And then he mouths, yeah. "Merry Christmas, you filthy animal."
Why is that movie so good?
It really
pizza.
Is just one of the best.
Have you watched it recently? Do you understand how hateful his family is to him?
Dude,
particularly his cousin?
Mom? Oh, his cousin is so mean. Which one?
Well,
the girl?
All of them.
Yeah,
but
they
I was
are.
Talking about the little boy. What's his name?
Fuller?
Buzz
oh,
Lightyear?
That's his brother.
Oh, brother, sorry.
Yeah, he's so mean. But his mom is, too. She locks him in the attic with Fuller.
He definitely gets the short end of every stick. I don't know. I think I'm kind of tired or something because I feel loopy this morning.
All right. Although one was our favorite collectively, number two, New York City, Lost in New York City, was the video game that we actually played this week.
And also a classic movie. They did a good job with it.
Yeah, Nolan and I think we're talking some about some of the scenes from two. Because I was trying to remember how they actually left Kevin once again, and he was reminding me that it was in an airport this time, and that he started following a family that looked like his, but that wasn't.
Because he was changing the batteries in his
yeah.
What is that called?
The talk back? No,
talk boy. Yeah, he was changing the batteries. That thing was awesome. I wanted one so bad.
I had one.
I'm so jealous.
I could record my voice. I could put it back at a lower volume, you know, in a slower volume.
So you'd sound like a man.
Yeah, yeah. It was an incredible tool when I was young. I fooled lots of bandits back then. All right, so you've seen the movie, right? So imagine the movie, Home Alone 2. Imagine the scenes, imagine the setting, imagine the dialogue. This video game is absolutely nothing like it.
Overview.
It sort of tries to at least kind of be in the same places and have the same characters.
You just used every word that was an undecided type of word. Like, believe it or not, this game actually came out a month before the movie released.
What?
Didn't that happen with another game we played that was based off a movie?
It probably did. I wonder if they do that to stir up interest and excitement for the movie.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, but
that's
if your
totally
game's bad, that's going to work against you.
Don't you feel like it should go the other way around?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think you're right when you say that they're trying to stir, like, excitement for the movie. And that's not okay, though, when you make a game like this.
You can definitely tell the difference in, like, a game that's made for itself versus made, like, to support something else. You really can.
Also, spoilers. Movie spoilers.
It's true. Yeah.
And you're not going to know any of the references. Like, imagine yourself playing this game before. It's not going to make any sense.
And you're like, why are there birds?
So the game came out in October of 1992, and it actually released for many different consoles. It came out for the Nintendo Entertainment System, the NES, the Genesis, and Game Boy, and Super Nintendo, I believe. No, I might be wrong with that.
Well, no,
yeah,
it came out
I thought so. But it later came out even for DOS, for the PC, and so... All these different consoles, the game was pretty much the same. There might have been slight differences.
I think graphics is different, but the gameplay is supposed to be the same.
So you're Kevin McAllister, and you're running away from the... Are they the Wet Bandits? Is that what they are?
The Sticky Bandits.
Sticky
they
bandits.
Changed it to the
bandits?
Sticky in the second one.
Was it wet in first
yeah,
one?
Yeah, that's why he turned on the water every time they robbed him.
Oh, yeah. So you're running away from those two guys in four or five different stages. Let's see. You've got you start in kind of this ritzy hotel.
Get a hotel.
And then you move on to Central Park, and then you're at Uncle's house, which is my favorite. We'll talk about that. And then you've got the chase to the Christmas tree. So really, that's just four different kind of areas, and that makes it seem like it's a short and easy game. It's not.
I actually played the Genesis one.
Did you really?
I did, and it's different.
Oh, is it? You always end up playing the different version of the
game.
I'm
a Genesis boy. I'm going to pick that one.
I played the Super Nintendo version, just because slightly higher graphics, once I checked that gameplay or story was basically the same.
Nolan, you had different stages?
Yeah, that was not the order of stages for me. The Genesis version, you start in the airport. And then you go to luggage claim. It's called the Land of Lost Luggage. And
this
then,
already sounds better.
I mean, it wasn't that great. And then you go to New York City, and then eventually find your way to Duncan's Toy Chest. And then you go to your uncle's house, and then booby trap him. And then you go to Central Park for the bird lady. So it's actually pretty different than what you said.
Short.
It more stages, but the game was short for me. It was really short.
Oh, the whole game is short depending on, like, difficulty.
Yeah, it was pretty difficult, but, like, I mean, it's very straightforward.
Well, no, that's what I was saying. Like, for me, it's a short game if you know what you're doing and if you're competent, but if you're playing through this for the first time, it's a difficult game, so you're going to die over and over and over again. I see, I didn't know that the Genesis game was that different.
I didn't either, but this will be fun to kind of pick it apart between the two versions.
Interesting. Well, we'll definitely discuss some of this in our section on gameplay.
Gameplay.
So in the Super Nintendo version, your life is pizza.
Okay, it is in this one too, and it's awesome.
Okay.
It's a running theme for games for us lately.
Oh, gosh.
The pizza thing. Dinosaurs and pizza, man.
Yeah, so you get these little pizza bites that kind of add up and give you more health, more life, and then or you can get a full pizza, which gives you pretty much a one up. That was the same with Genesis.
One ups. I don't remember. I don't think it was a full pizza. It was like slices, though.
This is terrible. You collected weapons to be able to take out all the things that were trying to stop you, which we'll talk about the things trying to stop you, because, I mean, so, like the movie. But the weapons you had, like, so you had the water gun, you had this huge handgun, you had an even bigger handgun. And by handgun, I'm not talking about a gun that fits in your hand. Right, Kenny? Do you know what I'm talking about?
the like, bazooka that shoots the fist?
Yeah, like, I'm talking about a gun that actually shoots a hand, like, a fist at your enemy.
And it was strong.
Yeah, super strong. The huge one, the big rocket launcher fist thing, it takes out whatever you hit. And so you've got different shooting devices like that. Was that available in the Genesis?
Kind of. It didn't shoot fists, though. Okay, so you start with a baseball that you can just throw at enemies.
Yeah,
and then
totally different game.
You actually, each stage, you build your weapon that you're going to be using. It's in different pieces. So the slingshot is the first one you build in the airport episode, in the airport stage. You have to get the string, the stick, and the little pebble to shoot. And then once you complete it, you can use that weapon. So that was actually kind of cool doing that. And then, yeah, we've got like a bazooka, but I could never tell what it was. Like, one of them shoots baseballs, but then one of them, I think, shoots like missiles. I don't know.
Are we coming to this reoccurring theme that Genesis versions of games are typically better games?
Are always better. Like, they go back and they're like, let's put it on the Genesis, but first let's fix it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say always better, but in the theme of making a game based off a movie or TV show, we're two for two. And it was actually not that bad.
There's different power-ups that you can get in the various stages. So, like, you can get something that grants you invulnerability, and you can get another thing that grants you temporary invisibility. Did you have those kind of items?
No, I did not have those items.
Okay, and then in the first stage, in the Ritzy Hotel...
Honestly, here's the most important question. Did you get attacked by a vacuum cleaner and or luggage?
Luggage, yes. Vacuum cleaner.
My favorite part of the game was the animation that happened when you died to the vacuum cleaner. So you missed
get sucked
out.
Up halfway into it.
Really? Uh-huh.
That's and so like your funny. Legs are sticking out and kicking.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then blood starts squirting everywhere.
That would have been awesome.
But no, seriously. So throughout the stages, you're avoiding things such as bouncing luggage, moving vacuum cleaners, rats, bats,
mops,
women with umbrellas trying to hit you, like creepy guys coming out of bushes in the park. Like this.
Oh, that's in line with the movie.
Maids.
The taxi driver.
Maids throwing pillows at you that do a lot of damage. What?
Cooks that are chopping meat and could possibly chop you. Like, these are the kinds of things that you're trying to avoid.
Yeah, I was going to ask what your enemies were, and you just
kind of
told me. Mine, like, normal people at the airport hurt you. Like, people with their briefcase walking to their plane
hurt you.
Because
they're strangers.
Stranger danger.
Stranger danger.
Because you're a stranger. Yeah. But you could power slide between their legs, and you could kill them. Like, you could throw a baseball at them, and then they'd drop their luggage and then die. But those were my enemies. And then, like, once you get to New York, like, butcher shop owners or like something like that will be standing out on the sidewalk and like sling stuff at you. You know, it was just weird enemies, and I guess they had to. Like, think of other obstacles besides Harry and Marv, you know, because Harry and Marv in the Genesis version are there in every stage.
The bandits. Yeah, and same here. In each of these individual stages, they are there, if not once, multiple times in, like, various locations. Like, you can go in one door, and they'll be in there. You can go out that door to another location, and they're there.
And they're still there. Yeah, it's
right.
Like, wormholes were involved somehow.
And so the only way to deal with these enemies, like bouncing luggage, is to either avoid them completely, go under or above them, or to shoot them, which usually freezes the enemy in place so that you can run past them. Or the coolest thing that you could do is have Kevin McAllister skid along the ground on his knees, and it takes out pretty much anything in his path.
I would use that constantly.
So annoying.
Did you... Once I'm going to keep asking just because I had no idea that there was this Genesis option that was so different. Can he skid along his knees?
Yeah, he could, like the power slide I was talking about, it's not on his knees, unfortunately, but you can power slide between enemies' legs, and he kind of lays down, like Mega Man's power slide, you know how he just like lays down? And
more baseball style, like he's just...
Yeah, sliding into home plate, yeah. That's the kind of power slide I had. I don't think it did damage, though. It didn't do damage.
I'm telling you, by the end of the game, my character's knees had to have been so raw.
Just burned, carpet burned.
Yeah, like carpet tile attacking people, like in those jeans. Those things would have been ripped up and bloody because sliding all the time.
I wish they would have updated the graphics accordingly. So like just throughout the levels, his jeans start ripping apart.
You take like more damage the more you do that.
You see the bone by the end of the game.
For real, it was crazy.
All right, which was your favorite stage? And we're going to have different ones, not only because we played different versions, but because we like different things. So which stage spoke to you most?
Spoke. Okay, I liked the New York stage, or it's like the city stage. So in between the airport and Duncan's Toy Chest, you are just going through downtown New York, and... The reason I like it the most, and I'm going to say this in general for the whole game, Genesis graphics are nostalgic for me. Like when we played Animaniacs, Genesis graphics are really unique, and it's not like they're amazing. It's just that they...
No, I agree. It's a cool style.
It's a different style. It's unique and very colorful, and same with Sonic. It's always been colorful, and so this stage looked really good. And at times, it was hard to figure out where I was going because there's so many platforms. But that was my favorite because it looked the best.
I'd say my favorite was probably the hotel, just because I really like spending half of the level getting on an elevator and then just having a really terrible animation take up a lot of time for no reason.
/S/S
Like, I literally thought the game was trolling me when I got on that service elevator and had to go down to the bottom floor. And it just, like, went and went and went.
It's probably a minute long. 60 seconds.
I seriously think it may have been a whole minute. And it wasn't even like you weren't like seeing anything funny. It was just like a repeat animation of like this elevator traveling down to the ground. Halfway through, I was like, do I have to push a button? Do I have to select a floor? You don't. You just watch it. It was pretty obnoxious.
I'm wondering if like were they maybe loading the rest of the stage?
I don't think. Games,
there's no way.
Then
I don't think that's how those
render.
Games worked.
They're like when you're in the stage, it's done, I think. And so
they did that to try to communicate that it was deep down. Like that's all.
But that's
I don't know.
That's
I think they probably were accurate to like the number of levels you had gone up, but because each of those elevators was also too long, like you would get on one and like sort of clear the floor and then go back to that same elevator, which after you, I don't even know. Like it just would activate again. It was annoying. And then you'd travel up for already way too long and get on another floor and then do that like numerous times. By the time you add up all of those distance traveled, I think it was just trying to get you back accurately to the ground floor. But what? It was a terrible choice.
They just wanted to be realistic, man.
The joke was, am I seriously sitting here for this long? I think they're...
Isn't steps in Skyrim. Like, being hyper-realistic is not a bonus here.
Here's Dustin. A quick story time with Dustin. Yeah, let me tell you before I tell you my favorite stage. When I was young, I actually rented and played this game, but I never got past the first stage. I never got past the hotel stage because I would get to the end and I never knew that I had to press the button to summon the elevator.
Oh,
and
so
even
you
if
just
I did,
dodge stuff forever?
I dodge stuff forever. You get to this last stage, this last part of the stage that I think locks you in that little screen, or maybe it doesn't, but okay, it does. And then just stuff comes out of the service door, luggage or vacuum cleaners or whatever that you have to dodge or attack. And so I would do that for, I don't know, 30 minutes waiting for something to happen and then just give up and not be able to go
to the
next stage.
I can totally relate to that. Those little interactive things in games sometimes that when you're young just don't click. Like now we would think to go and press the button, obviously, but like,
right.
Yeah, that would happen to me. Not with this game, but just like little stuff like that where you have to interact with him.
In this case, I think partly it was because it was poorly designed. Like, the game didn't really, like, teach you how you were supposed to go in things or interact with things or,
I really enjoyed Uncle's house. it's a maze of sorts, and so you can only get in one room at a time. And when you find that room, and it's multiple layers. There's multiple floors and stuff that you have to avoid. But once you find the room that you can go into, you have to complete a task. So the bandits are in there, and you have to do something to be able to obtain the key in that room. And that key has a symbol on it that only goes to one door with the symbol on that door. And so you have to go find that door. Then you have to open that door. You have to do another task, and then you get the next key, and which goes to one door, and that's kind of just a wash and repeat until the last door. I liked it because it was a change of pace.
Yeah.
And in each room, there was kind of a creative and unique way to get the bandits and to get the key. And
I like the puzzly nature for sure.
Yeah. And so, like, in one of the rooms, Marv maybe is in a safe trying to steal stuff, and there's a candle on a ledge, and so you have to, with your water gun, you have to hit that candle over to a rope, which then burns the rope and drops a weight or something like that. So there's, like, these different tasks that you have to do. Thought it was a lot of fun.
That's cool.
Aged.
Do you think this game has aged? Obviously it has, but why and how?
Yeah, because of mechanics. It's just difficult to move around. One, movement is a big part of it for me. Like, if I can't feel fluid in my movement, it just slows the game down and makes it way harder. So I was feeling that. And then just the style of it, like how it loosely takes you through the movie. So the dialogue is really cheesy. Like, if you've seen the movie, and you said this came out before the movie, so those of you who played the game first, I'm sorry. The dialogue is really cheesy, and it doesn't sound like... I was expecting more humor, like more wit from Kevin, but it was more just like, I don't know, just lame, goofy humor and very short dialogue, like, I've got to get to the best place in the world, Duncan's Toy Chest, and stuff like that. And it's like, come on.
Yeah.
So I felt that most in the age of it.
I think it's aged, and I don't know, maybe just mechanically. But once again, I feel like this is a game where age isn't the issue. Like, it's just not a good game to begin with. Mm-hmm. It lacks creativity. It lacks in length and in depth. It lacks in integrity to the original story. Like, maybe in yours they tried to kind of follow along and they had some dialogue. Really, in ours, I believe there's only two dialogue sections, one at the very beginning where the mom realizes she left Kevin, and then one at the very end where they reunite. I think that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this game just lacks in substance. And maybe, okay, if I had to pick in one area where it lacked the most, I would say probably mechanically. But once again, I don't think it's an age issue. I think it's just a bad game issue.
Yeah, for sure.
If anything, I think that question kind of works against itself, because the only things I found enjoying about the game tended to be related to knowing the movie and caring for it. You know, like, there was a little bit of nostalgia with the music and just the characters. Not, like, enough to really be, like, anything, but, you know, there were points where I was playing that I was like, oh, I should watch these movies. You know, they're fun. Because those movies are pretty old, even though they're classics, like, if someone isn't familiar with the movie,
it's nonsense.
Then there is absolutely zero point in playing this game because of all the problems you guys also mentioned. Like, it's a pretty poor game anyways, and its only appeal is nostalgia. And, like, you get past the point where people know the movie, and it's pointless.
So you got some of the soundtrack in the NES version?
I got some themes that seemed to vibe. I don't know if it was verbatim. I think some of it was definitely original, but maybe it was just because I knew what I was playing and my brain was playing tricks, but, like, I had moments where I was feeling reminded of the movie.
Because I didn't, and that was a frustration of mine. I was expecting at least the band theme, and I didn't get any Home Alone music. I got, like, Christmas music.
We didn't get main theme at all. There was, like, some of them, like, the background music that came up when the villains were there, kind of vibed the same sort of themes they did in the movie. And again, maybe it was just sort of loose, kind of a shout out to it. I don't know. I now have the main theme stuck in my head, though, and will all day, and I'm don't even care. It's so good.
Good. You should watch the movie.
If playing this game leads you to watching the movie,
they won.
It might be worth it.
Then they won, and it's worth it.
The final shell shock.
Nolan, would you give this game, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York City, or Lost in New York?
Lost in New York.
Lost in New York. Would you give this game your New Game Plus status? Would you encourage our viewers to go home and play Home Alone 2?
I would not, but let me give it some credit. And this is probably just a shout-out to the Genesis as a console. But, again, I like the style of graphics. Like, Kevin, Macaulay Culkin, your character on screen, looks like garbage for some reason. But the environment, Genesis games always have a nice environment. Not always, but, you know, for the most part. I liked that, and I actually did like the mechanic where you have to build your weapon for the stage. I thought that was also fun, but no, I wouldn't because of the overall lack of enjoyment, but you should watch the movies.
Yeah, I agree. It doesn't get any kind of anything from me, like too much elevator time, too difficult for the payoff, too high a sort of learning curve of mechanics and what your weapons do and how to interact with the environment and how to, you know, even do that sort of important knee slide and then like just not even that great a game on top of that.
Dustin, what about you?
I would give Home Alone 2 my New Game Plus status because, listen, I enjoyed it, and there's probably a lot of nostalgia in there from playing it as a kid.
You're just glad you got past the first level. You just felt like a boss all
Well,
week.
Yeah, and I think in more recent days, years ago, I played it again and were able to figure out the button on the elevator, but I acknowledge it's a bad game. Obviously, anybody that plays this can see that it's mechanically and just... it's not faithful to the movie in many ways, and it's not a good game. But to me, some bad games should be enjoyed.
I like that.
And so this is one that I think is somewhat enjoyable. I think that if you have seen the movies, that you can get some enjoyment and pleasure out of playing this game. If you have no connection to the movies, I'd probably say this isn't going to do anything for you. But if you have some love for this movie, which I think a lot of people our age do, just because it was such, I don't know, such a good release, those two, then play this game, see if you enjoy it, see if it brings back some nostalgia, see if it makes you want Christmas, and then go watch a really good movie.
I like that you said that. I respect that. But, and like, one last thing. I feel like this was around the time when, I don't know, movie studios or whoever was jumping on the video games are hot right now bandwagon. Let's promote our movie or let's promote our show and just throw out a crap game. And then it's like, it didn't work. And maybe back then it did work, but, and it's just frustrating, and I feel like that happened a lot around that time.
Yeah, you can't argue that too hard, though. I mean, I guess if they've done it the first time, they can do it the second time, but, like, it's a sequel. Did people really buy enough of the first version of the game to merit them making a second?
I don't know, and I don't even know if that one's better or not. I've never played Home Alone 1, but
I would posit that my theory about second games always being better is actually sort of still true in this game in the inverse. In that
what?
Second games always, I don't know, achieve their goal even harder. And in this case, that is just being a terrible game and promoting the movie somehow. Like, they do what they're made to do more successfully.
From what I remember and what I recall gathering information-wise, is that Home Alone 1, the video game, is far superior to Home Alone 2. I believe that this game came out and it was widely hated and disrespected.
I also actually saw where this game won the worst sequel by some gaming magazine or something. Worst sequel of 1992. Not the movie, the game.
Wow.
Yeah, not surprised.
Some of our viewers connected with us this week and gave us some feedback or some commentary for the game. They played it along with us. We apologize. Eric wrote us on Facebook, and he said, "For all the times I have heard that Nintendo had a rigid quality control process, there are as many rotten and unfinished games that snuck through the cracks. This game is another example of half-hearted attempt to push out a game and capitalize on what was out at the box office."
Boom.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all he said.
Roasted.
Nailed it.
Because I agree.
That's all he said.
That's true.
I thought he nailed it with that,
yeah,
with
that summary. Great.
I mean, obviously, whoever created this game did so to push out something, no matter what quality it was, so that they could have something to make money off of and to stir up some more interest for the movie that was coming out. We got an email from Holden. He emailed us at ngppodcast@gmail.com, and he said, "At first glance and first play, I initially hated this game. The controls felt clunky, and I felt like there was no succeeding at this game. However, there is a character about this game that got me addicted. I enjoyed the feeling that I was a kid sitting at home in my room playing a joystick game on my box TV. This game brought instant nostalgia. However, overall, I don't feel like the game aged well enough to keep my attention for a long time. It's not one I will likely come back to."
A little mixed feelings there, eh, Holden?
I don't know. There's some, like, tone and vibe moments where I can get you kind of going like, "Eh, I want to give this a chance." But overall, people are mostly landing in the same place. Yeah.
But see, I understand what he's saying. Like, I knew that it was not a good game, and I knew that kind of all the way through, but still enjoyed it. There's this weird thing with
it,
man. Yeah,
that's fair. That's fair.
We got one more email from one of our viewers, Dallas. He said, "When I heard the game for the week was Home Alone 2, I got very excited. I grew up playing Home Alone 1 on Game Boy, absolutely loved the game, so my expectations were high going into it. I felt like gameplay was okay. I could see trying to have some stuff in there that was in the movie, such as the hotel, Central Park, Uncle's apartment. I don't remember jumping luggage and grandma's in the movie, but I thought they were fun obstacles. Same with Central Park or city level with the bums, they or whatever they were supposed to be popping out at you. So for the most part, the gameplay seemed fine. When it comes to the controls of the game, I felt like I was playing on ice, slipping around everywhere and on every level." Yeah, that's true. "This wasn't too bad once you got a handle on it until you get to the level at his uncle's place where you need to have precisely timed jumps. Graphics were average, although the cutscenes were better. The first cutscene where I saw Marv, I yelled out, 'Kenny!'"
Oh. Kenny.
He's just going to remain silent.
Yeah, I guess so. Marv.
I mean, we could be cousins. Like, if I went homeless and started from stealing from people, I would have that look.
"From then on, I would laugh every time Marv came up because he reminds me and looks like Kenny so much."
Thanks, Dallas.
"Audio to me was pretty bad, so I just pictured John Williams music in my head. All in all, this game was okay. Not very long once you figure everything out. I would get this game for my kid for when he grows up to play games because I feel like there is some good problem solving in the game. You can also pick up a physical copy of this game fairly cheap. But as for me, I would rather be lost in New York than have to play this game again."
Heyo.
That's pretty funny. Did you guys get a Marv or Harry scream in your game?
No.
I got a Harry scream, and it was actually pretty funny. It was nice. Pretty accurate to the... I mean, it was very high-pitched and pixelated, but I could hear...
Can a scream be pixelated?
Yeah, sure.
It can be whatever.
That's
Nolan
fair.
I
mean,
that's the way I describe it.
We can have viewers. Screams can be pixelated. I'm all for it.
That's, yeah.
Thank you guys for emailing us, for writing us in, for tweeting at us, for just connecting with us throughout the week. We really, really, really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And now it's time to randomly select our next game from our retro master list.
Let's do it.
I will tell you that it's another movie game.
Hmm. Great. What?
Now it's been by the beast of the
world. That was so
terrible.
That was
great. Oh. Well, I was complimenting you, Dustin. That was not bad.
Oh no, yeah, well, I thought it fell a little short.
Well, let's hear yours, Kenny.
Oh no, this is not a competition.
Come on.
You're right.
Lion King, boys.
No, actually, it's Batman. No, it's Lion King. I was like, I thought that was the Batman theme song. Yeah. No, we're going to be playing Lion King for the next week, which is exciting
Genesis,
to me.
Right? Or Super Nintendo?
No, it's also Super Nintendo. It might be all
of
them.
Hey, if there's
again.
Genesis, I'm playing Genesis.
And it's going to be a totally different version.
Probably.
I feel like there is a Genesis
this
version.
This game, I have so much fond memories of. Yep, I can already tell you I'm giving it New Game Plus status. I can already tell you it's a great... Listen,
it's better
they
than
have
a movie.
Impeccable graphics. They've got the soundtrack. It's got the difficulty.
It's really good graphics, too. It's a good game.
The stage, I just can't wait to be king where you have to move the monkeys around. Guys, please listen to me right now.
Stampede
I need to plead
level.
With you. Oh, yes. Viewers...
It's going to be so good.
Please play this game. Please play this game.
I haven't played this game before, but I know the movie. Are the feels as real?
Yes.
I don't remember. But like we're hyping it up enough. It better be good. It should still be good, at least.
Viewers, everybody, please play this game. Play it. Enjoy it. It's beautiful. It's wonderful.
Let's get everyone playing this game trending on Twitter.
Yeah, hashtag everyone playing this game.
Uh-huh.
That's the hashtag. What the...
No, I just mean like the act of people playing the game will trend. It'll work, guys. Yeah. I know how Twitter works.
It will. All seven of us are going to get this thing going. All right.
Worldwide.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your support, especially those that wrote in. Subscribe to us if you have not yet on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud. You'll be the first one to be able to get our episodes. Rate and review us. If you could take just a moment, go to your preferred provider and just write out a quick review and 5 stars. We would appreciate that if you think it's worth that. But please do that. If you haven't, go back and listen to our previous episode. We kind of did some extra bonus content, and we had a retro recap this last week.
We did. It was a little long, but it was a lot of fun going back
and
talking about our episodes.
And it actually got a lot of traffic this week, more
really?
So than our regular episodes, yeah.
Very
That's
cool.
awesome.
So if you haven't listened, go back and listen to that. We kind of just quickly go through our catalog of games that we've played thus far, and we talk about our memories and opinions of the game and of the episode. So make sure to do that. We've got to go play Lion King, so until we meet again, I'm Dustin.
I'm Simba.
Kevin, you're such a disease.
And this has been New Game Plus.